This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or dsw.com.
This sounds like some Joe Wechter stuff.
We need more of this. Welcome back.
Phillies fever.
You have some Phillies fever, Hugh?
No, I just remember it like, I forgot what we were doing, but Joe Wechter played this song for me like a while ago, and I just remember it. Old school jam.
That's a good one. We are a week out from opening day, and yeah, we have some Phillies fever here. We're going to get to, in a few minutes, a great, great montage put together by Joe Wechter as we say goodbye to him today after 38 years at WIP. But we started the show, 215-592-9494. We're 1 week out from opening day. 1 week. And here, the Phillies fever there, for some people, it is prevalent. For others, it's building. But for me, it's this. It's important to win the division. I feel like last year, a lot of people started to say, yeah, now it's our time. We haven't won the division in forever. Now it's our time. And it doesn't feel like it has the same oomph to go win the division last year after they won it. I think it's important for a few reasons. One, I can't guarantee that they're going to be able to get through a wild card. And it's a three-game series. Anything could happen there. Mm-hmm. Also, the NL is good. If the Phillies don't win the division, whoever doesn't, Mets, Braves, Phillies, whatever two teams don't, that wild card mix could be very stressful with the Diamondbacks and the Padres. I mean, the Dodgers are going to be there. The Central has to have a team. There's only so many spots that are open in the playoffs. I don't think it's a lock the Phillies or anyone in the NL East makes it if they don't win the division. And I think we're going too far with this. Well, you know, you don't have to do that. Well, last year, two teams that were in the bye, had the bye, made the World Series. It's important to me the Phillies win the division. Where do you come down? Is it important to win the division?
I don't think so. Because I think you talk about winning the division last year, and look what it got you. Got you nothing. I feel like the most important thing for the Phillies to do this year is to adapt to every obstacle that comes their way. I think that's the most important thing. And if winning the division is a part of that, then so be it. Because I feel like you've done things a certain way. You've went into the season with a certain model every year to get to the point where you're relevant in baseball terms, you know, get to the World Series. And for whatever reason, every step along the way, since you started this journey, you've fallen short a little bit closer every year or a little bit shorter every year. So now you have to, the goal is still the goal, but you have to adjust and be a little bit more pliable to potentially what could happen. And when I say winning the division, that's not, I mean, it'd be nice to do, but that's not the end all to be all. I think the biggest thing that the Phillies need to go or say during this part of beginning of the season, going into the season, is we have to stay consistent. as best we possibly can under the circumstances.
And that they haven't done. I mean, the 2 years before last year, 2022, 2023, they started off terrible, then got red hot, and tried and rolled that into October. Last year, they started off red hot, and they fell off in the second half. There's been no consistency. I mean, that, the Phillies have been the opposite of consistent the last couple of years. I just look at it like this. Win as many games as you can. Put yourself in the best position as possible. I think the Phillies are almost twist themselves into a pretzel trying to figure out what the meaning of this year is. Last year, they were all aligned when we all asked them, the division. Listen to Dave Dombrowski. Even he sounds a little bit, you know, a little bit hedgy here on this. Like, you can hear what his preference is, but then he says, well, if this, here's Dombrowski on the importance of winning the division.
Is it better to win the division or not?
Well, you're going to try to win the division. That's the way it is, because you're going to try to win every game you possibly can.
Yeah.
And I, the way I answer that question, which is a taking an easy way out. I would rather go into the wild card if you guaranteed me we win the first round.
Yeah, no, but that's a great, you're right.
Yeah. No, yeah. That's fair.
Because then you're rolling.
Then I'm rolling.
Even though you're playing the next series on the road in game one.
I don't care.
Yeah. I agree
because
with that.
Really,
that's where I'm at.
Really, it's
but you can't. But you can't guarantee.
That's
course,
the problem.
Yeah.
Because it's in a short series, in a three-game series, anything can happen.
Yeah.
You know, even much more so. So that's why, if you told me I'd rather win the division and I take my chances, and I would like to approach that. Okay, how do we come in hot and play well and that after a 5-day layoff.
Yeah, so like even he said it at the end, like if you can guarantee they win the wild card series, sure, he would do that. Just go win the division. I don't understand why we've made it to where we want the Phillies to win less baseball games around here. But it seems like we have. 215-592-9494 is important for the Phillies to win the division. Opening day is 1 week from today in Washington against the Nationals. Kyle, what are you feeling on this? Is it important to win the division? I was glad they won it last year. I thought they played great for most of the season, and then they fell off at the end. But this idea of let's just be a wild card,
it's crazy to me. I don't understand why people think it's not important for the Phillies to win the division. I think it's a little bit of an overreaction or an overcorrection in people's minds that we are the team that doesn't, you know, we would rather be the hot team going into the postseason.
Yep.
First of all, we're older. So just not getting that little bit of a break. Like, I think the Phillies talked about this last season. Like, we want that break. Like, we kind of want the rest on our bodies. And I think people are blaming that break for the bats going cold when the reality is that ended up actually being what the team was. And they had shown signs of that for months and months. We saw the two teams in the World Series last year, the Dodgers and the Yankees, both won the division, both had the breaks. You know what they were in every series that they played? The better team. I think people are too much in their heads about being hot at the right time, when the reality is just be better. Like, if the Phillies are a good enough team, the break and winning the division and having that layoff, it shouldn't matter. I think it's very important they go in and win the division because, one, they might not make the playoffs if they don't win the division.
I think that reality hasn't hit people.
Yeah.
The NL is good.
It's really tough.
I don't think it's a lock all three of the Braves, Mets, and Phillies make the playoffs. They likely will. The two teams that don't win the division probably are going to get wild cards. All three made it last year. I'm not sure that's a lock this year. 215-592-9494. And when you call in, we'll throw a matchup of Hugh Douglas's at you. Just to recap here. The winners so far today in our first round, Love Dr. Hugh, knocked out Gamer Hugh. ADD Hugh, who we see often, took out Dental Hugh. A little surprised by that, Hugh, because you got on the dentist appointment today?
Yeah, I'm going to get my Chiklis today.
No Coat Douglas upset Pop-Pop Douglas in one of the biggest upsets so far today. Homeless Hugh took out Rabbit Hole Hugh. Dino Douglas, with his short arms, took out Me Guy Hugh. And then Dug-In Douglas took out Delaware Douglas. That's on one side of the bracket. So we got a few more matchups today. We need to drop 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here, and then we will let you hear a great montage put together by the great Joe Wecker, who retired today after 38 years at WIP. Carl in Maple Shade. What's up, Carl?
Hey, guys. Thanks for bringing me in.
You got it, Carl. What are you feeling today?
Well, before I get to the Phillies, I know she's a bacon lover.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh, have you ever have a bacon-wrapped hot dog on a grill?
No, but I've seen them. I've seen them a lot this year. People have that's kind of like the hot thing for grilling this summer.
Oh, that's
the bacon-wrapped hot dogs. Yeah.
Well, people love to wrap anything in bacon.
Yeah, bacon is clutch.
So, with the Phillies, if I'm Middleton, I'm putting a shakeup in this organization that nobody's ever seen before.
What do you mean?
First of all, I'm walking into the clubhouse and I'm saying no player in here is dictating the direction of my organization. Mm-hmm. Rob Thompson would be released today.
Fired a week before opening day.
Today. He would not manage one game for me from this point on.
Who's the manager?
Well, you might as well have Bryce Harper because he seems like he's the one who's running. He could be player manager at this point. Until they bring in a manager that can run this organization, these players need to keep their mouths shut. You're not playing where you want
Hold
to play.
Hold people
play
accountable,
well.
Hugh. That's the bottom line. Player-manager Bryce would be wild.
How much money do players make as opposed to the manager?
Oh, like 20 times more.
Yeah, he ain't going to be a dog.
Carl, are you ready for a matchup of Hughes?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. All right, let's go to a 6-11 matchup in our top left bracket. We have Hugh with his big ego. Or Shrimp Douglas, because he was one of the shortest defensive ends in his draft when he came out. Ego Hugh or Shrimp Douglas?
Oh, Shrimp Douglas.
Shrimp Douglas.
Well,
he did without hesitation.
With conviction.
That's a good call. All right, the madness is arrived here.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So there's... I'm looking at my bracket. I love when people have conviction. Oh, yeah, of course. That winner, Shrimp Douglas. No question about that. We found Hugh's,
the spider chart? The web
spider
chart?
A 1995 version of the spider chart. Like all your 40-yard dash, your...
Wow, you found that?
We found it all, okay? But my favorite part is they have percentiles, like where you ranked among the other defensive ends. And right, you were pretty high in the bench press. You were pretty high in the 40-yard dash. Like, you did well. But you were only, like, 7th percentile in height.
Yeah, I wasn't. Like, dude, speaking of that, I just remember being at the combine, damn near naked with some shorts on, right? And standing in a line of Kevin Carter, Derek Alexander, who was it? A couple other cats from other schools.
Taller.
At least two inches. And cats looking at me like, dog, you in the right group?
You don't belong with us.
And you know, being at Combine, being from a small school, and they don't know me from a can of paint. So when they said that, you know what the first thing that came out of my mouth was? It was, I said it, but I gave them the middle finger.
Yeah.
And they were kind of looking at me like, dang,
who's this guy?
Why you got so much attitude, little fella? That's why I got attitude. I'm getting tired of y'all talking about that. And I remember when they did the bench, first it was Kevin Carter. Kevin Carter said, you know, I'm going to do mine at the school. And then it was Derek Alexander. He said, I'm going to do mine in Tallahassee, you know, because I think that's where Florida State is, somewhere around there. And they was like, Douglas, Central State University. And I went first. And I wanted to see, in my mind, I wanted to see how many I had to beat. But since I was the first one to go, I didn't have any, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I was under a little bit of pressure.
Well, you did it good enough to be a first-round pick. Let's go to Neil in the Northeast. What's up, Neil?
Yeah, Joe, you definitely, Mr. Wechter, you definitely belong in the Hall of Fame. What you did over 38 years with Angelo, Rhea, Al, Joe, and Jonesy, you did a phenomenal job. And also the new morning show, you know, so you were, yeah, and it was fun. I mean, as a caller, all the activities we did, whether it's going to Washington for a national game, for Kickies and Pete's, a Borgata, you know, the great sports, the great, you know, and Wing Bowl, you know, Joe managed it all over 38 years, and he definitely deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
He's a lock Hall of Famer, Neil. Very well said,
no
Neil. I agree with you. Neil, what are you feeling here? Is it important for the Phillies to win the division?
No. Sorry, I mean, I hate to disagree with Kyle and maybe you, Joe. But, you know, the Dodgers actually did it with the bullpen, you know, well, with the great players, you know. It's a team money will buy, you know, like with Ohtani and Betts and, you know, and Friedman. But they did it with the bullpen winning, you know, with the starting pitchers hurt.
Yep.
You know, Roberts somehow managed to maneuver through bullpen. Even if they were behind against San Diego, they made comebacks, and they really took it to the Yankees at the end or so. So, but I think the Phillies still has the best starting staff, but I wish Tyrone Walker was out of the rotation, you know, because I don't agree with Thompson that he's a viable, you know, like even fifth candidate. And I think the Phillies fans are knowledgeable. So the boom in Clearwater, I mean, truly had a lousy outing against the Yankees.
Yeah, well, he's a lousy pitcher.
The Phillies know about last season. You know, after London, you know, they were actually 500 or below,
yeah.
And the Mets got the momentum. That's why I think especially the Phillies hitting, you know, that week off, you know, and they have the best starting pitching. You know, go with Wheeler first, and then whether you do Sanchez or Nola. And if that's the three series, they definitely have the advantage.
Oh, they should. Yeah, and I'm with you. I'm disappointed we're going to have to see Taiwan, you know, to start the season. That's not going to be good. Are you ready for a matchup of Hughes here, Neil?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. The number one seed, Told You So Douglas, against the number 16 seed, Hakuna Matata Douglas. Neil, who wins?
I think with Told You So Douglas, you know, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a wrap.
That one felt like a 30-point win.
Yeah, that one felt like you turn it off halfway through. You switch to the other CBS channel or True TV or whatever.
Yep.
All right, our first one is through. I've actually been a little nervous to give out the ones in these matchups because I need to trust the caller is going to really understand the assignment.
Neil knew the assignment.
No, Neil knew it. I trusted Neil. You know, the whole, you know, he's not a fan of Tyrone or Taiwan Walker, whatever.
Whatever. No, yeah. We haven't figured that one out.
You know what? He's not good enough for us to pronounce his name correctly. All right. Before we go any further.
I am going to miss Hakuna Matata Douglas, though.
I know.
It was a fun one.
Crazy.
It was a nice one.
Messing up names all day, every day. That's what we do.
All right, before we go any further, can we pay homage to Joe Wechter here? Joe did so many great things at WIP for 38 years. One of the ones that we enjoyed and were able to use on our show were his montages. Is this his Super Bowl montage?
Super Bowl 59.
All right,
montage.
Let's hear it. Super Bowl 59 montage put together by Joe Wechter.
After 2 years, the wait is over. The championship rematch has arrived. There are no Cinderellas at this year's dance. The NFL's best teams, the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs, are about to collide in Super Bowl 59.
From the city of Brotherly Love, your 2024 NFC champions, the E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles!
It is third down and 9. Mahomes takes the snap. He's looking. He's pumping. He's circling. He's looking for room, and he fires the football, and it is incomplete.
Yeah, this is an excellent job of getting the pressure on Mahomes, but he has nowhere to go, Merrill, down the field with the football.
Hurts. Looks. Here's the rush. He's going deep. Caught. Touchdown! Jahan Dotson!
Jackson!
They're reviewing it. I'm not certain if he got in.
If he didn't get in, it'll be tush-push territory. He sneaks, he's pushed, and he's in! Touchdown! And the Eagles break the ice in Super Bowl 59. Mahomes in the gun. Play action, they surround him, they circle! At the 25, they've got him! Josh Sweat! Mahomes back again. He's looking, they've got him again! They've got him for the second straight play, and this time it's Jalen Hunt. It is 3rd and 16 for the Chiefs, facing the staunchest defense of the season. Back goes Mahomes. He's looking. It's intercepted. It's intercepted. Running with the football to the 25. Down far side is DeGene. And DeGene is in for a touchdown.
Cooper DeGene, a pick six in the Super Bowl on your birthday. Happy birthday, kid.
That's a blocks out in front of me. Go take it to the end zone. I mean, I didn't even have a celebration plan. I was just running around like crazy, like a little kid.
There's a 48-yard attempt. Well with the range of Jake Elliott. Ball is spotted. The kick is away, and the kick is good. He nails it. Chiefs are 0-4 on third down conversion. Can this Fangio defense make them 0-5? Mahomes, he's looking. He is grabbed. They've got him again!
This offensive line of the Kansas City Chiefs flat cannot block the Eagles' pressure, and they're bringing four men.
Me and BG were kind of talking after every sack. Well, that's one. That's two. That's three. How many we get?
Hey, we got six today.
We're going to make a T-shirt on
and that. We have 15 pressures.
Mahomes is back. He steps up. He fires over the middle, and it's intercepted again. It's intercepted by Zach Bourne. Hurts is back. He's looking. He fires. He completes it. Touchdown!
Fantastic execution of the offense.
What a throw. That was a lightning bolt.
We can't rewrite history, but we can make it even. And we damn sure did tonight.
Saquon Barkley has become the NFL's all-time single-season rushing leader, regular season and postseason combined. And they will run out the clock and head for the locker room. The Eagles are up. Oh, it's unbelievable. 24 is off. Back goes Hurts. He steps up. He's going to run. He's across the 40, 35, 30. Slides down at the 25-yard line. Jalen Hurts can't be stopped.
If it takes all the hate and all the scrutiny and all the different opinions for me to be a world champion, then keep it coming.
Snap, spotted, kick up. And it is good again.
He likes it.
Well, he is back on the beat. Don't worry about Jacob. 4th and 3. Can this Fangio defense stop them right here? Mahomes back. He pumps. He fires. It's complete. Eagles take over and down.
Fantastic job. Avante Maddox just undercutting this throw.
Hurts back. Looking. He is going deep. And it is caught. Touchdown! Devontae Smith, 46 yards.
The Slim Reaper. And it's a perfectly thrown ball by the quarterback, Jalen Hurts. Put some respect on his name.
Mahomes is back. He's hit. He's hit. He fumbles the football. A fight for the ball, and the Eagles have it.
It's Milton Williams that gets him from the backside and get the football out.
Big man, he did an amazing job out there in that booth, man. He was up there calm as ever, must be.
Yeah.
Doesn't
yeah.
Boy, look here. He was calling his ass off today, man. We appreciate him, man. He really turned his defense around, man, and brought the Philly swag back.
The kick's away. It's got plenty of distance, and it is good. 8 nails it again. And the Eagles have 40 points.
Super Bowl 59 MVP quarterback Jalen Hurts. Bill, how cool is this?
Hell of a game today.
Yes, it was.
Jeffrey, congratulations to you, your organization, the coaches, the players. An amazing performance tonight. You started in Sao Paulo, Brazil, and you ended up at Super Bowl champions. Take the Vince Lombardi home to Philadelphia.
The Philadelphia Eagles have won Super Bowl 59. They have beaten the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22. It's their second Super Bowl win in 7 years. What a game. What a season. What a team. The greatest Eagles team in modern history. Eagles fans, savor it and rejoice.
And what a montage put together by Joe Wechter there, who retires today after 38
Damn,
years.
That's the last one.
I know, at WIP. You know what I thought about this morning as we were saying goodbye to Joe? So, obviously, Joe's role changed a little bit the last couple of years with the new morning show, but for most of his time here, he was with Angelo. And I thought about this. So, like, in that time and the days before, like, email on your phone, all this stuff, like, the first person thousands of people every year would interact with, besides their family every day, was Joe Wechter. Like, think about, like, thousands of people who would call WIP, like, hundreds a day. The first person other than their family they would speak to every day, Monday to Friday,
that's deep,
is Joe Wechter. And he talked to everyone. Everyone that listens to our station probably at some point certainly listened to them or called the morning show. All of Angelo's callers. And the first voice they heard was Joe Wechter. He leaves a legacy here that's, I mean, 38 years is incredible. I hope Joe gets to enjoy the next chapter of his life. I'm sure he's going to enjoy sleeping a little bit.
That's a grind.
38 years at that time?
Yeah, that's a long time.
How to be alive. It was 38.
What's that?
38 years.
38 years, yeah.
It's longer than I've been alive.
Waking up every day at that time.
Doing the same thing every morning. Yeah, that's crazy.
It's an incredibly long radio career.
It is.
It really is.
It's remarkable. I'm glad they sent Joe off the right way this morning. So, yeah. Joe, we appreciate you and enjoy what's next coming here in the next chapter of life.
Thank you, Joe Wechter.
Yeah, we all say that. And as a station, we mean that. And he's a Hall of Famer. Joe Wechter is a Hall of Famer here at WIP. Yes, he is. All right, 215-592-9494. We have a few Hughes left to advance today. We need your help. But your calls on the Phillies. Is winning the division important on the Eagles? Do they need a veteran on defense with all these young guys? We let you pick the winner of the matchups. I purposely saved the final two. So you guys get to be the callers that decide two huge matchups here in the final segment of the show. And before we hand it off to the afternoon show, Marcus Morris, he went back in on the Sixers, this time about his former teammate Joel Embiid, what he had to say next. That's all coming up. 215-592-9494 on Sports Radio 94. WIP.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.